which could be implicated in a cluster of heroin overdose deaths in Jefferson County.
W18 turned up on the streets of Philadelphia earlier this month, and officials at ACR Health in Syracuse say it could be in central and northern New York. Prevention Director Erin Bortel says several overdose deaths in the North Country have raised suspicions.
But there was a cluster of overdoses in Jefferson County this past weekend that resulted in two fatalities, and there was three fatalities in Jefferson County since July 10th. Having such a tight cluster in a smaller, more rural community is reason for concern and caused us to reach out to health officials to seek more information about what the supply looks like.
The high-impact drug trafficking areas of New York and New Jersey, a group made up of law enforcement and health officials that track drugs, advised ACR Health that the drug may be in the Syracuse area. And if W18 is indeed mixed with heroin locally, Bortel says there are a couple of concerns. The synthetic opioid discovered in a Canadian lab 30 years ago is stronger, cheaper, and deadlier than fentanyl or heroin. The other issue is that the overdose antidote naloxone isn't as effective on a drug like W18.
It's not that it doesn't work, it's just less effective, so more doses are required.
So ACR Health is advising individuals trained in the use of naloxone or Narcan to increase the amount of the rescue drug they carry. So far, there's no confirmation the designer drug has hit the streets of Syracuse, but Police Chief Frank Fowler is ready.
I pray personally that it doesn't arrive here, but our antennas are now firmly up.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.